Instagram stories for Monday, May 4th. I'm your host, Daniel Hill. Today on the show, we're going to get into what questions the head of Instagram recently answered on his Ask Me Anything. We'll talk about some of the changes that Instagram is making on how it treats aggregator accounts that share unoriginal content. We'll also talk about what traits successful Instagram creators have and answer if having Instagram verification protects your account in any way. All of that on today's episode, but first, here's a quick word from our sponsors. Let's be real. Nobody can actually keep up with AI anymore. There's a new tool every week, a new update every day, or every hour for that matter. My friend Jen Lehner sorts through all of it and sends you the stuff that matters for your business. It's called the Front Row AI Report. Weekly, free, zero jargon. If you've been nodding along in meetings, pretending you know what agentic means, go subscribe. FrontRowAIReport.com. Again, that's FrontRowAIReport.com. Welcome back. Let's dive into the questions and let's start with all of the ones about the recent change for aggregator accounts that share unoriginal content. Just by way of background, if you didn't hear the weekend edition of the show, Instagram is changing things so that accounts that just reshare other people's content, typically those are called aggregator accounts and they have hundreds of thousands or millions of followers, if they're just sharing that content without it being changed, modified, given context in some meaningful way, that Instagram will not be showing that more broadly and only will show it to that account's followers. This creates some questions. We'll get into it. The first one, can I still post memes on Instagram? Yes, of course you can. Although aggregator accounts typically do post memes, Adam explains the difference and why it's okay to still post memes.
Yes, you can still post your memes. Also, by the way, I want to be clear, this new policy around aggregator accounts only applies if most everything you post is unoriginal content. So if you want to post the occasional meme, awesome. It's just if you want to post almost all or mostly memes, you need to make them original in some way.
That's the key there, making it original in some way. Just downloading content that someone else has made and posting it to your own account is not making it original. The next question is a little bit deeper around that point. The question, tips for meme accounts to stay original? Here's Adam's answer.
To make a piece of content original, when you're starting with someone else's content, you have to put your own spin on it. So it's either a green screen on top or your own text or your own story, but some way to make it meaningfully different from the original piece of content in a way that you are adding something to say.
The key is what he said at the end, adding something to make it meaningful. All right, let's go on to the next question. And this is interesting, I think, specifically for people who own businesses and may be concerned about the legalities of using certain songs. The question, am I going to get sued for using music that isn't royalty-free? Adam's answer has to do with the music that you find on the Instagram app. You are cleared to use any music you find visible for you in the Instagram app.
No. If you add music from our library, then we've actually paid for the rights to have at least a short clip of it, of that music in videos on Instagram. And if there's music in the background, that's also the case. It's possible that someone could make a claim if we don't have the rights, but generally speaking, that's why we have deals with labels, so that people can share content on Instagram that has music in it.
All right, let's move on to an analytics question. And I think this is a good one. Why would India be my fourth largest audience when I've never targeted that market? This is a great question, and Adam's answer, I think, is spot on. Here's the clip.
For a couple different reasons. I mean, it is one of the, if not the largest country in the world, it is definitely the country with the most users on Instagram with many hundreds of millions. Also, it's a country where they're used to consuming content other languages. A lot of people speak some English. Not a lot of people speak, or certainly not a minority. Sorry, not a majority, but a lot of people. So for me, it's actually the second biggest country, which is my father's, for those reasons.
I think that answer encapsulates what's likely going on there. If the creator is making content in English and some population in India speaks English, they're going to consume that content. So it does make sense. All right, let's go on to the next question. Does having a verified Instagram account prevent it from suspension? The answer to that is no. It doesn't matter if you have verification, whether or not you bought that verification or Instagram gave you that verification, that still does not prevent you from having your account suspended. Here's Adam's answer.
No, it doesn't. Verifying your profile is a way for us to make sure that there's a real person behind the profile. Whether or not you do it through the notoriety path or through the kind of verified paid program. But you can still have your account disabled. There are content rules. If you violate those rules too many times, you can have your account disabled. There are certain rules, if you violate them even once, you can have your account disabled.
All right, let's dive into some questions around the features of the Instagram app. What's the easiest way to control who can message me and tag me in things? This is a good question. There are tons of options available in the settings, and Adam explains it in this clip.
So if you go to your profile and then you go to the top right into settings, you can actually control both these things. There's a section in settings called how others interact with you, and you'll be able to control who can message you and also who can tag you, as well as a number of other things.
This is a good reminder to go and review those settings and make sure you are comfortable with how they are set. You always have the opportunity to change them. Maybe you put certain restrictions in place and some time has passed, and maybe you don't feel you need those restrictions anymore. So it's a good reminder to check those out. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the common traits that are seen among successful creators on Instagram, as well as some feature suggestions for Instagram and the Edits app. Stick around. Welcome back. Continuing with the questions and answers from the head of Instagram, the next one, what is the most common trait you see in creators who build successful Instagram careers? Excellent question.
A couple different things. Creators who come across as authentic, I think, tend to do best because people don't want to be just consuming very processed information. Creators that are willing to experiment and try new things also, because what works this year doesn't necessarily work next year. And just creators who have a bias towards taking those creative chances to putting themselves out there. I think maybe those are the first three things that come to mind.
Great answer. I would say that a successful creator on Instagram has one of two things, either a lot of free time or a really great team. I think it could be one of those, or it could be more likely both of those, but I think those are key ingredients as well. All right, let's move on to the next question. If I hit not interested on a post, what actually happens? Good question. In this case, what Instagram tries to do is figure out what about that content you didn't like and don't show you any more of that. Here's Adam to explain.
So we try and not show you similar posts in the future. We try to figure out what that post is about, and if there are posts that are kind of like that post, we try not to recommend them because we want to make sure that you're connected with stuff that you're interested in and not stuff that you're not interested in.
All right, the last question we're going to talk about today is the Edits app. I've been using the Edits app more recently, not for editing as much because I truly dislike editing things on my phone, but for recording. I really like how the Edits app has the teleprompter built in. You can use that to make sure the script that you're reading from your video comes out exactly like you wrote it. Teleprompter is an underrated feature in my book. The question, could you put albums into the Edits app to keep projects organized? Great idea.
Folders or albums in the Edits app is a good idea. I will talk to the Edits team and see if they're into that.
All right, that is going to do it for the questions and answers from the head of Instagram. As always, come back next time for more social media news, strategy, and other things you need to know.
Let's get it. The year was 2013. You posted your first pic and you're glad you posted the same. Your friends liked it too, but what you didn't know is what posting on that platform would do. Taking all your time and attention, doom scrolling, also let me mention. Gotta post on every platform, putting content on every set just to conform. Likes gave you validation and you got hooked. Now engagement is down, you feeling overlooked. Hey, keep coming back for more podcasts and find me on Instagram at Daniel.